Welcome to the Whole Truth Broadcast with the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ of the Apostolic Faith. Apostle Anthony J. Patterson is the General Overseer. For more information, visit us online at theapostolicfaith.org or dial 610-583-2400 or write to P.O. Box 109, Darby, Pennsylvania 19023 in the United States of America.
Today might be a little strange in speech, but just follow me if you can. Just follow me. I'll take you to a moment in the history when God's mind did all thinking, but he never said a word. And then he opened his mouth. His image is like yours. So when he opened his mouth and said, let there be light. What happened?
Light. It was light.
When he said it,
it came back.
It was. When he said it, it appeared. When I tell you now, today starts your everlasting day with God. It starts when the word declares it. You can't think of what you want to do tomorrow when you have right now.
Amen.
If your eyes close, what you have done and said will meet you in eternity. If you've done what the Lord said and good, you will reign with Him. If you left on the record something that was against God and you did not reconcile it, you will see destruction because God said. In the moment that you have, which is right now, tomorrow is not promised. You cannot prepare for tomorrow if you're not prepared now. Today starts your everlasting life with God. He has given all of us the space to say, please forgive. Because I have to meet you in peace. That starts now. It starts now that your record must be as the Lord has prescribed. Repentive of all your sins now. Baptized in His name. Now, have the Spirit abiding in your soul now, because this body that you have is temporal, but what is inside is already in eternity. Just stay with me. God has everything you've done and said in the moment that you did it. In the moment that you said it. So if He's from everlasting to everlasting, and all your words and your work is with Him now, what is He going to forget? He said, I'm going to call it all into judgment. So everything you have done and said is with God. If you live 100 years and your last breath is against God, All of that, he said, is in vain. Because what you took into eternity is when you were against God. If you believe something that is contrary to the record of God, it is in eternity with a God that's going to make you pay. So when do you think it starts? Yesterday? Today or tomorrow? Right now. You have now to get it right. You have now to make sure all your speech, if nothing in it is contrary to God. He is an advocate to do it. He said, the moment you ask, he said, I'll forgive. Because he knows it's eternity right now. Eternity is rolling now.
Amen.
Eternity, saints, is going on now because you are in God. You are in him that have no ending of days or beginning of life. You're not serving a God that's going to die. You're not serving a God that was just born. When he said, I'm coming for a church.
Thank you, Lord.
Without spot or wrinkle or any such thing as now. When he said, I'll keep you from falling, that is
amen.
Everything.
Amen.
Is right now. Job is still alive. Abraham is still alive. Everything God has ever done is still alive. Everything, every soul is in eternity and it's going to live as long as God lasts. The question is, how will you? Will your soul live forever with him? Does it want to? Or is it going to be an eternal damnation? It's up to you now. Eternity is with you right now. When Isaiah spoke and put a wall around the sanctuary and said, it is the wall of salvation. When do you think your salvation starts? Right now. This is why the flesh is trying to catch up with God to not find the Lord coming and you're not ready for him. Because eternity is going to come and grab you. And when it does, you better be ready for it. Because however you go into it, that's how you're going to remain. You mean and hateful today, you're going to be mean and hateful tomorrow. But if eternity catch you with a praise on your lips while your hands are touching the pearly gate, when he comes for you, where are you going to be? Praising him, honoring him, just going to change your moral body. He's going to change you, he said, at the batting of an eye, you're going to be and go into eternity to be with God forever. So don't you know God is in eternity now? He is eternity. He said, I have you with me. Your conversation, your speech is with me, he said. So what is your speech about when you speak one saint to another saint? Is there a lie still prevailing in your members? When eternity catch it, he said, a liar cannot.
Amen.
So he said, away from me, get away from me. Your eternity will be with your father, the devil. Because he's going to be in an everlasting flame forever and ever. But then, that have had the vision that the Lord will preserve you because you're the royal diadem and you are the jewels in his crown. When do you think that's going to be? He showed it to you right now. And he's making your flesh run toward it. Because otherwise, if he can give you a vision, you will perish. But he knew you needed something to hold you. He knew you needed something to guide and to be ahead of you. So he touched your mind and your heart and your soul. And if you run toward something, because eternity is right now. God cannot come and you say, Lord, I hadn't gotten baptized yet, but I was going to do it tomorrow. I was is not his. I was going to do it. He said, I gave you all this space to do it. There are millions and millions of bones laying in Christless graves saying what they were going to do. But there are a whole lot of them that cannot be numbered that did everything God told them to do. So don't you know when he opens up the mind of John that John could look and see them? Because John's mind was taken to eternity where God ever lives. He said, who is this? What is this? And the angel began to tell him, began to tell him. So when he gets and tells you, you're going to be where there is no more sun in Revelation 21. When there's no more sun, when do you think that's going to start? The life of your life is the world, not the world. It's God. And it's right now. You cannot use speech. We will try tomorrow. You must do it now. Abraham could not tell God, I'll sacrifice my son later. The apostles couldn't tell God, we'll walk with you later. He said, drop what you're doing, come in eternity with me. And they did. And so did you when you decided to walk with Christ. Christ has no beginning of days or ending of life. Stay with me mentally. When you tell someone, I love you, that's everlasting. That's God. The decision is when he puts it before you like he's doing now. And he's saying, out of all I've said to you, what will you choose? What will you do when you're reproved? And you see the vision and something don't want you to have it. What will you answer me, God said? Not tomorrow. What are you going to answer me now? Too many people wait. Too many people go to sleep at night not reconciling. Therefore, the record now has what you did that day. And when you wake, even naturally, there's going to be a waking spiritually, and you're going to be standing either before God or you're going to be standing with God. That quick. My simple but profound message to you right now is, what is your speech in eternity right now? What will God hold as long as he lasts because you said it? What will God love about you because you turned to him and said, I am so glad that you didn't leave me in the hands of wicked ones? What will he have in his vial, that I come and grab with the sickle and take from you all manner of fruit that he will hold as long as he lasts. What will he remember? Look at the word of the Lord in this manner. When a man began to pray to God and say, I want to be saved. And the Lord said, sinful Peter. He'll tell you what you ought to do. Was Peter going to give the man something to damn him? Or was he going to give him something that's going to save him forever? Save him forever. And even when Peter wasn't ready, the Lord made Peter ready because he's going to give this man eternity. He's going to give him the spirit that won't die. He's going to give him a spirit that will never sleep, and a spirit that will never slumber. He's going to give him a spirit that always is, always was, and will ever be. And this man wanted not just him to have his friends, he wanted his family and neighbors. He said, I've sent for Peter. Come to my house. And when Peter went, eternity settled everybody in the house. How do we know? Eternity began to speak. It began to have a conversation with God. So what I'm telling you now is what you already heard. That's when I got it. Thankfulness is the praise of the gate. Salvation is the wall around. It's your hedge. But as the Holy Ghost, I said, speak, Lord, for thy servant heareth. My soul is so thankful that the Spirit of God is resting on me forever and ever. So all I can do is come and tell you, Lord, I'm thankful. I'm thankful. I thank you. I thank you. I thank you. Can't you understand how your thankfulness is going to be forever and ever? You will praise God continually. The day will never end. It's a continual day. It never ends. And all that day long, I'm praising the Lord all day long. Because he's touched me. He's given me something in my mind that I can't shake. Because it's him. He's touched me. And I want that touch forever. I don't want it to ever leave. So I'm pressing toward the high calling in God. Come on up here with me. It's a high prize. The saving of my soul. But this, which is temporal, wants me to be temporal. But no. What I saw was not this. What I heard was not this. The thing that healed my body was not this. Eternity came and gave me a moment of peace. Eternity came and did something miraculous that the doctors could not explain. Because the hand of God came and touched me. The God that said, let there be light. And the light appeared. When he said to you, I knew you before you were formed in the womb of your mother. I knew you. When was it, did you think, that a God that always was knew you?
Thank you.
But he made you a body to please him. And he put you in it. Said, go down now and serve me. And he wiped out every knowledge that you had of being with him. But he put something in that heart and mind to make you searchful Every man is searching for God. But look what he did. He found you. Walking as a grain of sand among billions and billions of grains of sand. He looked and saw his shining light. He said, it's time now for you. And he sent an angel to go down to that one speck.
Thank you.
That one speck. When all Ronald was the other thing that could make it go down one, the angel said, no, I come for you. Because you got to get back to eternity. You came from it. You're going back to it. He said, I come for my church. No spot. That's when he found you. You didn't have any spots. You didn't have any wrinkles. God found you.
Thank you.
He did not say, I'm going to condemn you. He said, I came to bless you. I came to make you alive. I came to give you my spirit that will be with you until I see you again. When is that going to be? Now. So every soul is chasing after the word of God to make sure their calling come. And what they have elected, God or the enemy, they're sure about it. I'm sure I found Christ. He proved himself. And I don't have tomorrow. Tomorrow's not going to be any better for me because I am absent from God. You heard God's mysteries. Now you can understand the mysteries. He speaks from a place to make you yearn. But he warned you. He said, when you hear it, run after it. Seek to know me.
Thank you, Lord.
He said, Lord, rest.
Thank you, Lord.
And when he rests, tongues get loose. Ankles get weak. Fire begins to be shut up in bones. Wells of living water begin to run and run and run and run. Manna start coming down, touching tongues. You swallow it.
I'm nothing but flesh. I'm going to fail. I'm going to make shipwreck. But don't let a hair on our head be lost. You're able to keep it. Don't let me fall. You said you wouldn't. You're crying out day and night. So when he come here find you,
so
do it. And when he does, I'm telling you, say, just believe a word. When he changes, you're going to join a host of people that went through the trials that you've gone through. You're going to stand hallelujah. You're going to know every soul in the millions and billions that's standing that cannot be numbered. But your voice is going to join them. Hallelujah. Now I have gripped me. I will die no more. I will cry no more.
Thank you.
Thank you. I won't be disappointed no more.
Thank you.
There will be no more pits dug for me to fall in. And the Lord has to build me a bridge. Happiness is going to set within my soul. And my bones will quake. Because the promise. That moment is now. It's now.
Thank you, Lord.
The mysteries of God is now. You don't have tomorrow. You have right now. And if the Holy Ghost come and find you thankful now, what you think when all is finished? God is not going to be finished, just the work. The work was to get rid of the enemy, to conquer the enemy. So he did it before you were born, so that one drop of blood can come down and stain your life forever.
Yes, Lord.
The wall is salvation. God has given you many ways to think about his safety. Hide you under his wings. Have you in the palm of his hand. Carry you in his bosom. All of these things. He's giving you a way to think, I will never leave you, neither will I forsake you. But if I am in God, I am in eternity. And eternity is in me. Because when I wake to it, when this carnal mind has been removed and I've got the mind of God, I've got to make sure I have word for word. Everything he said, I have done. I cannot see him in peace if I'm lacking in anything. And I can't keep saying tomorrow, tomorrow, tomorrow. I have right, right now. Carnal mind is your enemy. When it speaks contrary to God, you must bring it back to God. It's a still, soft voice. Eternity, the voice of eternity is already in you. The voice of the Almighty is what pressed you on today when pain was in the body and the body said, I don't feel like it today. That eternity that was in you said, press on. Press on. Press on. Press on. It is that voice that stands before God in the throne. They say, Lord, I believe I'll talk to you while I'm given this chance. Because I might not have this chance. I don't know tomorrow. I have a chance to testify of your goodness. what you think is going on in this moment where I'm talking to the Maker, and he hears every cry, he hears every woe, he hears everything in the moment I say it.
Thank you.
Because he told me, before you call, I will answer. I can just be sitting in my car, and the Holy Ghost said, I need eternity to speak. What is a body without a spirit? And if it has a spirit of God, he said, we have two all. I'll come there. I'll bring the third and the fourth. We're two all. I'm going to sit. And worship. The gate, he says, praise opens. And when that gate opens, somebody's spirit is going in. Because you got to understand, every time you open your mouth, it goes into God. The gate open to receive it. The gate is open. Your word, Ephatha. And the gate said, okay. And everything God is, you said, oh Lord, you are a way maker. You're a way maker. So one day you made a way for me. And I thank you. I long to be there ever with you. But I'm trapped for a moment. But I'm absent, but I'm going to be there. In my heart and mind, I'm going to serve you.
Yes, Lord.
When the gate opened, and all the protection of God is the wall of salvation,
yes,
all around, so the enemy cannot stop my praise. It cannot stop my worship. The body might have this pain, but I'm going to drag it to the house of the Lord, and my spirit is going to be free. Because I have to speak to eternity. I got to speak to God. I want to live forever and ever. Will you grant my petition? And when you stand before him, you say, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. The mind is going over the river, and the spirit is saying, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. My proof to you is when Jesus put on a body and he was able to talk with any understanding. What was in heaven began to be established in the earth. Destroy this temple. I'll build it in 3 days. I'll rise again on the third day. He began to establish everything eternity was going to do in the moment it was going to happen. And it started happening. When they thought he had it, what did eternity say? Give me 3 days. What did eternity say? So when he took the body off the cross, you think he was worried? He knew what was spoken was truth. All he had to do was rest. And that the God of heaven, the spirit, got back in that body before he could find corruption and quicken it, just like he said, because eternity spoke, and it stood again and began to walk. And he found Cleopas and others. He said, what's wrong, man? He said, you don't know what's happening these days? Eternity starts to speak it again. Oh, fool and slow of heart, you should believe everything that the prophets. Why? Eternity says it. If I tell you and you believe me, you shall see God in peace. Believe the prophet. Because he told me to prophesy to your bones to tell them you shall live again. Eternity has already spoke. And I heard the thanksgiving. And my mind knew immediately what a joyous thing to give the church. From a mystery to the understanding. And we should all say, and for that,
thank
We are
thankful. Yes. Yes. And you could hear the thanksgiving. But the mystery is eternity is already moving.
Yes, Lord.
It's already in us. The Holy Ghost is everlasting to everlasting. It's already in you. When it puts you down, when you give it up, it knows where you are. It remembers. Say, I made you a promise. I have not forgotten. A soul that baked the man of God a cake first will sustain the rest of their days. Why? The man of God said so. The man of God made iron float. The man of God took dead in a pot and changed it where it was now edible. The man of God, hallelujah, God, his bones, when somebody was casting on his bones, they came back alive. Though he didn't, but his bones had virtue in it. That soul came back alive. What do you believe in heaven? Because you're going to meet it again. When you met it today, he said, I am the God that is and was and ever will be the Almighty. So you can hear from the record, Revelation.
Revelation 21, 23.
21 and 23.
And the city had no need of the sun, neither of
the moon. Can you do 22 for me? And I saw no temple therein.
For the Lord
God Almighty and the Lamb are.
Temple of it.
It already is.
And the city had no need. Of the sun.
It already exists.
Neither the moon. To shine in it.
Here's a man looking into.
For the glory.
Eternity.
For the glory of God.
For the glory of God.
Did lighten it.
God lit it.
And the Lamb is the light thereof.
The sacrifice of God is the light. The Word is your light. The city exists, is waiting on your moment. In all of God's existence, there came a time he made the world. There came a time he said, I will destroy it. And where are you going to spend eternity? One of the first songs we met in Dallas, I don't have to worry where I'm going to spend eternity. Because I know this way is right. And I'm walking in the light. They're singing about the city. And the nations of them
which are saved shall walk in the light of it.
You shall walk in the light of it,
and
the kings of the earth
do bring their glory.
They bring their glory and honor. What's going to happen in eternity? Everybody work. Everything you've done is going to land in judgment.
And the gates of it shall not be shut.
The gate of praise. That gate shall never shut. Why? You're going to be there. You're going to be there saying, Lord, I thank you. When you look down and see hell burning and the souls in there crying out to God with gnashing of teeth and you are saved. And it can't come to you, and you can't go to it. I'm telling you, your soul now can feel the praise of God and the worship of God and the glory of God. And he delivered you from trials of life. It exists in you now. The gate of praise shall never shut.
And the gates of it shall not be shut at all by day.
It shall not be shut by day.
For they shall be no night there.
There's no darkness or night there.
And they shall bring the glory and honor of the nations into it.
All nations shall flow unto it. They're in you. And there shall in no wise enter into it anything
that devoureth,
that is defiled,
that neither whatsoever,
neither whatsoever worketh abomination,
or maketh,
a lie, can't get in our city.
But they which are written in the Lamb's book of life.
Where you think your name is, what you think your forehead is ready for. Why do you think every time that others anoint your head, they're preparing you for that moment in eternity? All you asking them is pray for this body, that this body hold out a little by a little, because I want to praise God just a bit more, because he's been so good to me. I'm not ready to rest from labor yet, but just give me a few more days, my mother said. Give me a few more days. And God gave us 3 years. And she said, Pat, I need you to get ready. How did she know that eternity was waiting for her? When she was laying there dying, she began to talk to her grandmother. She began to talk to souls that had already gone. And I began to tell her, I said, Mom, you're not going to see them. Where are you going? But she moaned for souls that she knew. And she verbalized it because we could hear her talking. She was already in a place in her heart and mind. She knew where God was. And that's why I can tell Mary, if you see God, go to it. And Mary didn't wait. She went in the moment. She gave up the ghost right there. I said, can you see it? I see it. Go to it. She gave up the ghost. She said, I just wait to see if my children are going to be all right. And last night, the Holy Ghost reminded me. He said, her children are no longer children. I kept them when they were children. Now they're adults. He said, I kept them for her sake because she said, I want to make sure my children are all right. And I began to have a mouthful of thanksgiving. Eternity is in your members now. Isaiah 60 and verse 18.
Violence shall no more be heard in the land.
Where you are in God, there is not going to be anything that can rip you out of there.
Wasting nor destruction within.
There's nothing now that can destroy you from within. Why? God has cleaned it up. But on the sacrifice altar, you know what God did in that moment and put you in eternity. He said, I will save you. Who's been able to turn you now? You've gotten settled. Feet on a rock. Not moving anymore. God spared my life.
But thou shalt call
thy walls
salvation. And the gates
you shall call
praise.
That gate will not shut as long as there's somebody repentant, baptized in water in the name of Jesus Christ, filled with the Holy Ghost and contending for faith. Your wall of protection is salvation and the gate
praise.
Oh,
praise the Lord with me for his marvelous works to the sons of men. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we will all say amen,
amen.
And amen again.
Amen.
Oh,
Truth Gospel broadcast of the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ of the Apostolic Faith. To stay up to date with the current events of the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ of the Apostolic Faith, be sure to visit our website at www.theapostolicfaith.org.
Dial 610-583-2400 or write to us at P.O. Box 109, Darby, Pennsylvania, 19023 in the United States of America.
Gracias por escuchar al programa Toda Verdad, Iglesia del Señor Jesucristo de la Fe Apostólica. Ven con nosotros porque te haremos bien. Nos pueden visitar en la página web www.theapostolicfaith.org.
Merci d'avoir écouté l'émission de radio de l'Église du Seigneur Jésus-Christ de la foi apostolique. Venez avec nous, nous vous ferons du bien. Pour plus d'informations, visitez le site www.lafoiapostolique.org.
Děkuji za poslouchání našeho rádia Pravdě Pana Ježíše Krista o apoštolské víře. Více informací naleznete na adrese theapostolicfaith.org.
If you are listening to this broadcast during the day, then have a good day. If you are listening to this broadcast during the evening hours, have a good night.